Have you ever worked for a difficult boss? I can't see your face right now, but if you're like most people I talk to, you're probably conjuring up images of that person right now, a person that maybe damaged your self-esteem or did more to discourage than encourage, or someone who thought fear was the best way to get you to do what they wanted you to do. And while working with them, you no doubt wondered, how did anyone in their right mind think that this person should be in charge? Well, the reason is simple and sad, and here it is. You see, most people get promoted to leadership positions because they're smart, they're well-educated, and they know a great deal about the tasks at hand. But they lack the confidence and the skills to communicate effectively. Don't just take my word for it. You know, in a recent Harris poll, 7 out of 10, 70% of managers said that they were uncomfortable communicating with their employees. My name is Jim Signorelli, and I am the president of StoryLab. And for over 30 years, I've worked closely with managers from every size of company, from Fortune 500s to small startups. And I've seen how poor communication skills can severely cripple a company. And my purpose is to help leaders develop the skills they need to influence, motivate, and inspire others. Here's what I don't do. I don't preach. I don't get into a lot of psychological theory or tell people what they should do. Rather, I provide very concrete skill-based techniques, and I foster the use of those techniques in a non-judgmental atmosphere, because communication is a skill that must be practiced. What I provide instead are proven tools and techniques that can be used to manage change and get people to do something because they want to and not just because you want them to. The workshops I conduct, the keynotes I give, have been taught to companies in 18 different countries and in 8 different languages. They've been used by companies like IBM, Microsoft, Wrigley, Coca-Cola, and many others with which you are no doubt familiar. Companies that do different things, but now have one practice in common. That practice is called storytelling. Storytelling. Now, right now you're thinking, storytelling, is he serious? And that's because you probably are thinking of storytelling as something that's performed on a stage, and that's exactly what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about storytelling that consists of personal anecdotes, examples, and recounts of experiences that help people to connect, to emotionally connect with what you're saying. Stories that are quickly communicated through something like an analogy or a simple metaphor. Stories that help explain the why and not just the what behind decisions or changes that have to be made. During my keynote or workshops, your management team will learn to use the same techniques that have been used by highly successful business leaders, politicians, teachers, coaches, and other effective change agents. Your management team will learn while they gain practice in getting people on their side, whether it's to support a new policy or your company's strategy. You can read more about what I do on SpeakerMatch, or you can go right to my website, story-lab, L-A-B as in boy,